never think about those anymore because they're so outdated.
Okay. I have seen some black tops.
They may come back, you know.
Yeah, they may. Alright. Do you know any expressions for male homosexuals?
Queer. Gay.
Have you heard fag used for that?
No.
Okay. What about a boy or a man who is not necessarily homosexual but he has some effeminate ways?
Bisexual?
Maybe. But say the way he acts has nothing to do with his sexual preference at all. He just comes on as very delicate, maybe a hairdresser type or something like that, who's not actually physically homosexual, but you might say he looks it.
Well, is that what you call gay? I don't really know.
I think gay is actually homosexual. One word for it is effeminate or...
Oh, yeah, very, yeah.
You would just say he acts...
Right. Or sissy.
Okay. How about a female homosexual?
Lesbian?
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any other
ones? I was thinking of lesbian. If there was other names, I don't recall it. Heard any other names.
And then how about a woman who's not necessarily homosexual but is very masculine?
Mannish.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive?
Sex, that's about all I can say.
Okay.
They may be.
I've heard stud used or something like that, but
I don't think of a stud as being an over sexed person or, you know, I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. If something comes to your mind.
I don't connect stud with a person.
Okay, but I have gotten that response.
Have you?
Yes. Okay, a sexually overactive female.
Over sex.
All right. Now, how about sexually indiscreet? There's a fine difference.
Yeah.
Male or female.
I couldn't answer any of those.
Okay. How about a very ugly boy or man?
Oh, not very handsome. Ugly.
How about a word, a noun, a word for it? Like,
gross?
Yeah, maybe. Or an ugly girl or woman.
I just, unattractive is all I can say.
All right, now an example I can think of for there would be a dog, you know.
Well?
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. I can't think of any for an ugly boy or man. Wait, your language isn't made up of slang, that's why you can't answer this question.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, that's okay, that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
The fact that you can't answer them is just as important.
Okay.
How about a very attractive boy or man?
Good looking, handsome.
Or a girl?
Beautiful, attractive.
Okay. Now, have you heard any expressions for a person who's always reading books, always in the library?
The bookworm.
All right. And how about somebody who's just extremely intelligent, but not necessarily a bookworm?
I can't say anything other than an intellect. Somebody that's real smart to me. I mean, they're just intellectual. They're just smart people.
I have
them.
A brain?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, now I have heard that. And I have used that.
Okay. How about in school, there's one child in a classroom who's always going up and asking the teacher if he or she can clap the erasers and always bring in an apple in school. What would you call that kid?
Well, it could be a pest or a teacher's pet, whatever.
Okay. What about an adult who does that, who's always seeking the attention and praise of his boss? Just, you know, going out and all the other employees don't like this person very much because he does that.
Well, I'd say he was brown-nosing, but I don't know.
Okay.